Let's take a look at the life insurance assignment sheet. This is not only an assignment, it's also an instructional piece, because we describe the process to determine how much life insurance you need in the presentation, but we don't go through it in detail. And part of the reason is that it's not the easiest thing to do. So we're going to go over it again, this time in more detail, and we'll find it's still not the easiest thing to do. So let's read together. Determining how much life insurance a person needs is not always easy. In fact, it's never easy. The rule of thumb is to multiply your gross salary by 7 to 10 times, usually 10 times. For example, if you're making $50,000 gross, right, then you would need approximately $500,000, 10 times that, worth of life insurance. But this is a very crude method of determining how much life insurance you need. It does not take into account your financial situation, your home situation, or the needs of those who depend upon you financially. Also important are your marital status and how much income your spouse generates if you are married. So, in other words, it's very personal. The methods in our textbook range from the very silly to the overly simplistic. One of the better methods available is described in The Wealthy Barber and is included in the presentation. To review, here are the steps. Get out your financial statements. You remember them, right? The cash flow statement, the net worth statement. You remember those, right? They're hanging on your refrigerator door or your desk somewhere. B, use your net worth statement to total your debts. Start with at least this amount of life insurance because your spouse will be debt free. And of course, if you're single, this doesn't apply. So you stop right there and say, I don't need life insurance. And unless you own a home, you don't even really care that much about insurance. And even if you do own a home, your heirs can deal with the mortgage or sell the house. Your children will not inherit your debt. So if you're single, then you don't have to worry about your children inheriting your debts. The spouse, if you're married, will be debt-free, and this is a tremendous psychological boost to the surviving family, as it is difficult enough dealing with the emotional loss of a loved one. Not having debt payments to make will be one less issue to deal with. So you total up your debts and start with that amount. Then create a second cash flow statement without your income and without your expenses, because you're no longer around, so you don't need a second car, don't need a second cell phone, clothes, food. Yeah. Woody Allen once said, don't think of death as something bad. Think of it as a serious reduction in your monthly expenses. So you create the second cash flow statement without your income and expenses, and this will tell you how much income the surviving family members will need. You determine the principal needed to generate that income for a time period suitable to your family. For example, your family might decide to use the number of years until the youngest child would leave college. Be sure to include any sources of income from Social Security or any other plans, as well as the income generated by the surviving spouse, if applicable. When we get to investments in the next chapter, we will look at various types of investment choices and see what investment results can be reasonably expected from those various choices. And then the last step is to add the first amount, the debt, from your net worth statement, the second amount, the principal that you'll need for your new cash flow statement, and you add those together to determine how much life insurance you need. And this is the amount of term life insurance, right? The only type of life insurance you need. Yes. Now, does this all make sense? If not, go over it again until you understand it. Because it's really not that hard. But making the assumptions of how much you'll need to generate the income you'll need, that gets a little tricky, and that's where a good financial advisor might be helpful, or a good real estate agent, Right. And you know, even they are just going to say, look, these are round numbers. You can't tell the future, especially if you have two young children. You're looking 20 years into the future. Forget it. So here is the assignment. That was all just more instruction. Number one, your first step is to decide whether or not you need life insurance. Explain why you need life insurance or why you do not need life insurance. Just to say, just don't say I don't need it or I do need it. Explain why. And the hint is, does anyone depend upon you financially? If someone depends upon you financially, then you need life insurance pretty much. If the answer to this question is no, I do not need life insurance, you don't have to worry about number two. Skip to number three. And search for a $500,000 20-year term life policy just for the practice, because someday you might need life insurance. Now, if your answer is yes, I do need life insurance, then continue with steps two, where you actually go ahead and try to come up with a number, and then do step number three to, you know, find a quote for that number. So number two is determine how much life insurance you need. You can use the rule of thumb, if you like, 10 times your gross salary, or better yet, use the steps above to determine how much life insurance you need. Now, you're going to say, but I don't know how to come up with a principal amount. So what you could do, and there are various ways of doing this, is simply multiply any yearly income deficit in the new cash flow statement, because remember, you're going to add in any amounts from Social Security, any amounts from the surviving spouse, times the number of years that you believe the family will need the income, say, you know, 15 years or 20 years, or times 1.2. It's not very precise, but it will work until we get to investments. And then the third step is to go get a quote for the amount of life insurance. And if you don't need life insurance, just pick $500,000 for 20 years. But if you do need life insurance, you know, use the numbers that you came up with. Put your age, your gender, and, you know, you don't have to give them your data. You can go to the lifeinsure.com website that we talked about in the presentation that doesn't ask for your data. Because, remember, they're trying to make a buck, and they're going to bug you to buy the stuff. So, what do you think, right? Some of you, you're single, you're young, you don't have any kids, maybe you still live at home. This is going to be easy, folks. The answer is no, I don't need life insurance. I'm single, nobody depends upon me. If you're married with kids, it's a task that you might want to do it alone. You might want to do it alone and then get an opinion from somebody. You could ask me. I'd be happy to do my best to help you. Or I can give you the names of real, honest-to-goodness life insurance agents who actually have to make a living doing it. I might be an agent, but I don't sell insurance. And they can help you, too. Okay? I hope you enjoy this assignment, because it's a serious one. I know we try to make light of life insurance, but it is not. It's a serious task that you need to do for those of you who have children or anybody else who is dependent upon you financially. See ya. Did I say real estate agent in there? I hope I. If I did, folks, I meant life insurance agent. My apologies.